I'm Tina Kane, poet laureate of Rhode Island, and I'll be reading a couple of poems from my collection Once More with Feeling. Wish list. To be the Mary J. Blige of poetry. To come back as Peter O'Toole. To have Peter Falk expose his tender heart to you, as John Cassavetes would, make a monument to love of a fragile wife with a nervous stick and strangers from a bar on the couch. To be a poet of the sea, pounding down each syllable till it resembles almost nothing but sound between lovers. To be an unscripted scene of oneself, have a teardrop tattoo inked beneath one eye. To practice right action and right speech. To summon a stiff drink upon waking at the foot of a dune. To be a grain of sand in that dune. To be seen up close at maximum magnification, intricate and entirely plausible. Self-portrait with mother as cat. My hand flickers into a paw as I lick my finger to turn the page, stroke my daughter's hair, or reach to pet her feline eyes, narrowed in fury, over an injustice I cannot fathom. It's that deep that we share molecules, that the cells of children live in their mother's brain for decades after they leave her body, their childhood home. It makes sense, my son says, how you sometimes know what I am thinking, how I hold the scruff of his neck as the Uptown Express rushes into the tunnel, is how deep I used to lean beyond the pillar to feel the wind of West 4th Street Station warm on my face, my mother calling over the rumble, "Don't let the train suck you in now."